Will Manzo joins us once again. Will, how are you?
Doing well. A little hot here in San Antonio. I thought it was hot in Miami, but, man, it's an oven here. But otherwise, can't complain.
Now, I have to say, LeBron James and the Heat, like, they must love just firing people up, because I've seen the T-shirts they've come up with. LeBron James is wearing it today, and it's called the Heatles. And it looks identical to the Beatles, but it says the Heatles. You know, they kind of relish being the team that a lot of other people don't like.
Well, I mean, they don't say that particularly, but I think they know that there's such a lightning rod for talk and conversation that they really don't mind. Whether they embrace it, I don't know, but I'll tell you what, given their performance the last few years, I think they do embrace it, you know, even if they don't talk about it. And the funny thing, the backstory with the Heatles was when LeBron and the Big Three came together, he made a comment like that, and a local company in Miami ran with it and made the shirts and then showed it, you know, sent it to the Heat saying, hey, you like it. And now LeBron and all the guys love them, and they make different styles, and so the guys love wearing the Heatles shirts, and it's a pretty popular shirt in Miami. So that's how I got started. But, I mean, to answer your question, I think they don't mind that. I think, you know, when you're on top, you know, you're going to have people wanting to bring you down, and they kind of use it as motivation.
I like that shirt, actually. The Heat, like that, your fan base, especially when you're winning, they would love it. Like the guy who designed that shirt, he must be making a killing.
Oh, man. It's funny, and he's smart, too, because he'll said, like, when he first came out, he sent me one. Like, he sent the media a bunch of local just to try to get the word out. Now, I kid you not, you see them everywhere. You're walking through South Florida, and you see little kids in Heel shirts. They make them in girls' colors and sizes, and it's a pretty big deal. But it all got started with one little innocent comment. When LeBron was asked about the media attention, he's like, man, I don't know, it's kind of like the Beatles. I guess it's like the Heatles, you know, and they ran with it.
Well, LeBron is LeBron, and, I mean, he's such a horse, it's ridiculous. My question to you going into this final, Will, have they ridden him maybe harder than they should, given Wade needing a rest here and there? Bosch hasn't always been effective. They lean heavily on the big man, and so far he's good, but what do you see in the final?
Well, I will say this. If you ask me that question right before the playoffs, I say absolutely yes. I thought maybe they counted on him too much during the regular season to do too much. And what I mean by that is, you know, you look at LeBron's final numbers, and he wasn't the MVP this year. Kevin Durant obviously won that. But I think LeBron all around, given the things he had to work against, a lot of guys getting rest like Wade, a lot of guys kind of being babied and nursed their injuries, that he called it a maintenance plan. I thought he had a great season because he really had to shoulder the load the entire season. But I think the playoffs, what's happened is that Wade, all that rest finally became beneficial, and he's starting to look like Wade, you know. And too many times in the last few years, people say, like, well, what if they had a healthy Wade? Well, you know what? I mean, if he loses a series, it's not because Wade isn't healthy. He is healthy. So I think, you know, they need Bosch to hit shots, and you've seen the bench be better in the playoffs. So I think that LeBron enters this series a little bit less of a burden than he had the entire play or the entire regular season and maybe early in the playoffs.
Will Manzo joins us. Repeat of last season, and everybody knows what happened in Game 6, right? You know, the Spurs were basically seconds away from winning that one, and a lot of people, maybe the first time Popovich ever got questioned on why he had Tim Duncan on the bench, not into rebound. But, you know, Tony Parker was banged up late in that series, and it hurt them, and he's banged up again to start. Could that ultimately be the difference again if the Spurs can't win because of the health of Tony Parker?
Well, a couple of things with that question, because it really takes so many directions. It's such an interesting topic, not only his health, but that Game 6. Number one is, today it was the most discussed about topic was last year, obviously, and that Game 6 and that shot by Ray Allen in particular. And Manu Ginobili said it best. He said, it sucked. It sucked. Yeah. He said, it sucked the way that it happened, and we've had to live with that for an entire year, and obviously it's on our mind. As far as Parker's health, I think that is a key. I mean, he looked fine today, obviously. Watching a practice and a guy, the way a guy runs and moves, it's hard to play doctor and say he's fine. But all indications are he will be. But I think in this series, when you have older players, and let's face it, both sides do, I think health is an issue. I think, you know, if Wade has any kind of setback, you know, if Tony Parker lets that ankle bother him, if Tim Duncan does anything, you know, these kind of series with veteran groups and older guys, you kind of have to, I think injuries become more of a factor. It's something you have to watch. But then again, today, you know, Ginobili was asked about the fact that they're aging and maybe dealing with injuries is harder. And he said, look, I've been hearing that since 2007, and yet here we are again. So he's right. These teams find a way to win despite injuries or despite anything.
Now, Will, is the NBA anything like the National Hockey League in that We can never get a straight answer about the actual physical condition of anybody outside of upper body injury. Now, your best read, based on what you know or who you've talked to, what is the relative health of these teams outside of talk that Parker's nicked up?
Well, to put it in perspective, you're right. I know what you mean about hockey, and obviously hockey players tend to have, they take more bumps and bruises than NBA players. But, as far as ankle injuries and things like that, you'll always hear guys talk in general terms. They'll always tell you it's fine. I'll give you a perfect example. Today, Wade was asked to give a percentage on his health, which seems like such an easy question. No, I feel almost 100%, 90%, whatever. I said, I don't know. I feel great. I don't want to. I can't really get into percentages. I think especially at this point of the season, everybody's a little banged up, and these guys don't want to make it seem like an excuse or a crutch as to why they struggle or why a team wins or loses a series. I mean, I think they're both healthy, as healthy as you could expect teams in the finals to be, and obviously health has a big reason why they're here. They managed to stay healthy and get to this point.
If you took away the big three on both teams, with Ginobili, Parker, and Duncan on the Spurs with Heat, Bosch, LeBron, and Wade, who then, what's the marquee matchup that's going to win? Because those guys might just balance each other out, give or take each game. Who are the matchups after that? And does one favor the Heat or does one favor the Spurs in your mind?
I think when it comes down to it, I think it's the shooters, and I think you saw it last year's series. I don't know if you guys remember specifically from game to game. There were a couple blowouts in that series, and there were a couple of moments where the shooters got hot. And obviously, Ray hit a big shot. Shane Batty for the Heat hit a big shot. And I think the same goes for those guys. Patty Mills, some of the guys they have that can hit threes, that can get out there. I think that becomes the difference in the series. I think a guy like Birdman, Chris Anderson, brings great energy from Miami off the bench, and I think he could be a force inside. But when it comes down to it, I think this series will be really a lot about whose three-pointers are dropping. And I think Miami, entering this series, you got to say the advantage to Spurs, because Miami has not been as good as they were last year at that. But I want to reference the fact that they seem to be getting better as the playoffs go on. So maybe this is the series where they get back to being accurate shooters, because right now, Battier, even Allen, and some of the other guys up into the playoffs have not been playing particularly well.
How big a factor, here's a dumb question for a great player, first ballot Hall of Famer. How much of a factor is Tim Duncan right now?
I think he's a huge factor. And it's the same way as Wade. Those guys, it's hard to compare them to their old selves, and I guess what I really mean is their young selves, because they're not those dominant players. But in spurts and within a series, Tim Duncan can absolutely take over a game. I mean, he can. There's no doubt about it. Just like I think Wade can. And maybe it won't be from game to game, and maybe you don't have to count on it in every game. But I think they could certainly do it. So I think he could be a huge factor, especially against a team that is undersized in Miami.
Will, we appreciate it. Quick prediction.
Oh, man, I have to say Heat. I mean, and honestly, I really, my gut says Heat, just so that they will not be denied. But I do think we have another long series, and I think we got another classic.
And if they win, do any of them opt out?
I think the only question either is LeBron. I think win or lose, I mean, I think Bosch said it before, he wants to come back, and so is Wade. I think the real question of the summer is LeBron. And I think if they win, how could he not come back to try to bring a fourth one back? I think as a guy who's a historian of the game and knows what it means to be in a legacy, and as far as down the road, I think he would never, ever take away that opportunity of possibly winning four in a row.
Makes sense, Will. Enjoy the series.
You got it, guys. Thanks.